Voters in areas controlled by Syria's government went to the polls Tuesday in an election set to give President Bashar al-Assad his third seven-year term. Assad is up against two little-known government-approved candidates with virtually no chance of success. One, former minister Hassan al-Nouri, made his role in the process clear.
I'm not an enemy of any of the two candidates. I consider myself a friend, and a friend does not mean to compete. This is an honest contest for the sake of the country.
With a civil war raging and calls by opposition forces in the United Nations not to hold the vote, no balloting took place in rebel-controlled areas. Yet Syrian officials continue to describe the vote as a step toward stabilizing the nation. Information Minister Omran al-Sawabi.
The big majority of Syrians feel that this aggressive crisis should end, and they must get out of what happened, and that what was happening should not continue. The majority of Syrians are convinced that the key to the end of the crisis will be the presidential elections.
The opposition sees the crisis ending with Assad's ouster. But what started as a peaceful Arab Spring uprising has turned into the government's violent suppression of an increasingly sectarian, jihadist, and international proxy war. Elections are not. Few expect the battle to end soon. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.